Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She has started to bottle her confidence. You can buy it at Ulta and Sephora. It's Are You Smarter Than Katie? Just a little sprinkle behind the ear. It's all you need.
Lasts all day.
Yep, lasts all day. And we're looking for caller 17. And caller 17 is you, Brian. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? I love the enthusiasm. Good morning to you. We've got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. $140 on the line. That's what she has built the jackpot up to. We're live on Instagram, N1065. And the whole thing's brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants, three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville. Are you ready, Brian?
Yes, I am.
Kitty has left the studio. Question one. The trailer all of us nerds have been waiting for dropped less than an hour ago, and it's the full trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine. And we saw it. It's amazing. It is an R-rated trailer, so be warned. There's potty language in it and violence. But you can see it by texting CLAWS, C-L-A-W-S, to 916-909-1065. What number Deadpool movie is this?
Three.
Question two. The first criminal trial for a former president ever in American history starts today. And it's going to be a juicy day. Taking the stand is David Pecker, who owns the National Enquirer, who bought bad stories about Donald Trump leading up to the election and never printed anything about it. It's called Catch and Kill. He's going to be talking about all the details from all those stories today. Spell the word Enquirer.
E-N-Q. U-I-R-O-R.
Question three. Taylor Swift's new album has broken records again, of course. It's the most streamed album and single on opening day in history and sold 1.4 million copies, which is a record for Taylor herself. Everyone is talking about her song, Thank You, Amy, which is a takedown of Kim Kardashian. It's good. I like it. What's the name of Taylor's new album?
Oh, man.
3 seconds.
Poet Inquisitor.
All righty. And question four. It's been pretty quiet on the TikTok ban story, but it's getting way worse if you love the app. The bill banning TikTok, if China doesn't sell it to an American company, has passed the House, and President Biden said he'd sign it if it gets on his desk. But who votes on a bill between the House passing it and the president signing it into law?
The Senate.
And question five, Universal Studios' most popular attraction is their tram ride through the Backlot Tour, but that turned scary over the weekend. The back half of the tram had a brake issue, and it slid, hitting a guardrail and injured 15 people. If there were five tours and 15 people got injured on every tour, how many people is that?
75.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And Brian, what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher. That's fun. Have we talked to you before, Brian?
No, this is the first time.
Okay.
Right. Where is he a teacher?
I didn't ask yet. Where are you a teacher?
Toke High School in Lodi.
Cocaine High School?
Toke.
Toke. Okay. Thank
Home
God.
Home of the fighting. Ironically, cocaine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, are they just like bricks?
Yeah, they're just lines.
Oh, they're lines.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It is not appropriate.
No, it's not.
I'm going to write a letter.
No. Brian, your school should have been shut down. All right. Brian's now on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. The trailer all us nerds have been waiting for just dropped. You were so excited for this.
I told you to turn it down when you were watching it.
Deadpool and Wolverine. Again, it's an R-rated trailer, but if you want to see it, and you definitely want to see it, text the word CLAWS to 909-1065. What number Deadpool movie is this?
3.
Yeah. This is the 3rd Deadpool movie. Question 2. The first criminal trial of a former president in America starts today. And it's going to be spicy today because taking the stand is David Pecker, who owns the National Enquirer, who bought stories that were bad about Donald Trump leading up to the election and then never printed them. It was called Catch and Kill.
Yeah, but that's not a crime, right?
If you're a political person. Yes.
If you pay them to not do it, right?
If you even just do it for a political...
Oh.
Somebody running for office, it is illegal.
You can't choose what you want to run in your magazine?
You can't purposely buy up bad stories with the intention of doing it. But David Pecker has been given immunity in this, so he will not be prosecuted for that. So he's... But you got to spill your guts.
Yeah.
Spell the word inquirer.
I-N-Q... U-quirer. I-E-R. E-R? Wait. Oh, what? Why
I'm actually, and I'm going to get, here's the thing too. And I'm going to give Brian the point as well because Brian spelled it like the magazine does, which is with an E. So I'm going to give you both the points.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You would probably have to specify
I forgot that the tabloid is, for some reason, does I don't know. Okay. Question 3. Taylor Swift's new album broke records again, of course. It's the most streamed album and most streamed single on opening day in Spotify history. It also sold 1.4 million copies, which is a record for Taylor herself. Everybody's talking about her song, though, Thank You, Amy, which is a takedown of Kim Kardashian.
Taking her down.
What's the name of Taylor's new album?
I'm sure she'll be fine. What? Sorry.
What's the name of Taylor's new album?
Dead Poets Department.
Tortured Poets Department. Tortured Poets Department. Question 4. It's been pretty quiet on that TikTok ban story, right? But it is actually getting way worse if you love TikTok. Because the bill banning TikTok, if China doesn't sell it to an American company, which I still think would happen, it has passed the House, and President Biden said that he will sign it if it gets on his desk. Who votes on a bill, though, between the House passing it and the president signing it into law?
The Senate.
Yeah, the Senate. And question 5, Universal Studios' most popular attraction is that tram ride through the backlot tour. Did you hear about this?
Did I hear about what?
It had an accident over the weekend. Have you ever been on that tram ride?
Yes.
It's steep. Like
it's been so long, I don't remember.
Very steep hills on that. And apparently the back half of it had some brake issues and started to like slide and fishtail. Thank God it hit a guardrail. But it still injured 15 people.
Oh, my God.
I know. Super scary. If there were 5 tours and 15 people got injured on every tour, how many is that?
So, 5. Okay. 75.
Wowie wow. Wowie wow. All right. Brian, home of the fighting cocaines. Not even sure if cocaine's is a word, but it doesn't matter.
I mean,
final school. What?
They make a lot of things mascots. So.
My wife went to a school that were, it was the Centerville Elks, which is not the plural form of elk.
Oh.
It's just elk, but they were the Elks.
Okay.
Anyway. But anyway, though, final score, Brian, you got 3. Katie got 4. Katie wins.
Ooh.
Katie wins. We're going to have $20 to the jackpot tomorrow, but Brian, tell us what you want to tell us.
Today, I'm not smarter than Katie.
No, not today.
And I apologize to your school. That's not really the mascot.
It's not the real mascot. Of course not.
It's the meth labs.
Jeez. Yeah, that's true.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.